I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A little over a year ago, Superior Court Judge Thomas McCousher issued a sweeping decision in a landmark education lawsuit about the way Connecticut funds its public schools. An appeal of that decision goes before the Connecticut Supreme Court this week. In its 2005 lawsuit against the state, the Connecticut Coalition for Justice in Education Funding, or CJEF, argued that the way Connecticut finances local public schools denies many students their constitutional right to an equitable and adequate education. CJEF is made up of municipalities, local boards of ed, parents, and school advocates. A decision was issued in September 2016.
Not only was it complex, but also pretty wide sweeping.
Robert Cotto Jr. is a lecturer in educational studies at Trinity College.
Basically, what the judge said was that Connecticut does spend a sufficient amount of money on its public schools. But he focused on many of the inequalities in terms of achievement and also some of the inequalities in terms of how some towns and cities are able to get more when they really don't deserve it. And finally, he really made an indictment on the way that schools are held accountable.
CJEF has called the decision a game changer and says while they didn't win on all of their arguments, the trial court did find key elements of Connecticut's K-12 public education system to be unconstitutional. But Cotto says the state will argue in its appeal this week that if the court found Connecticut provides adequate funding, then the case should be over. And he says another question may also be raised, whether the Superior Court judge went further in his decision than was required of the original case.
As part of the judge's ruling, he called for some pretty radical changes in terms of having exit exams for students, really reshaping special education law. And so some of those things, the state of Connecticut would argue, go well beyond what was the original topic of the case, which was really education funding.
The CJEF case comes before the Connecticut Supreme Court on Thursday. Diane Orson, WNPR News.